Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I wasn't supposed to be here. I was supposed to be on my way to Utah, and I was on my way to Utah. And then we heard about the epic storm coming over the Rockies, and we knew we weren't going to make it back home after we got there. So we decided to cancel. We're going to put that off until another date. We'll get that date settled later today. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to come to work because we have a lot to talk about. So first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you. For only you are worthy of our praise and our songs and our adorations and our love. We thank you, Father. We thank you for being such a God, such a creator God, with love and mercy and grace and forgiveness, and how we need that, Father. Each and every day we fail you, and I ask for your forgiveness in my own life, as well as this nation. We ask for your protection over this nation, Father, that you will put your hand of protection over us, that you will give us wisdom, that you will guide us and guard us. And, Father, we do ask for your watch care over all of those who are in the wake of this epic, historic snowstorm coming through the Rockies right now, and the heavy rains that are coming through some of the rest of the country. Father, we just lift everyone up to you. Again, Father, we ask that you will guide us and guard us. Give us wisdom and discernment to know when to speak and to know when to be silent. To know when to be peacemakers and to know when to fight. We ask for your blessings, Father. I ask for your blessings on each one listening today. And I ask for your blessing on my advertisers and my sponsors, Lord. How I need them. And I pray that they will be blessings one to another. Father, may we be the people spreading the good news for your liberty. May we be a people humbly on our knees and willing to take action for your glory. May we understand that we are called to liberty, and we must proclaim liberty throughout the land and unto all the inhabitants thereof. As a nation, Father, as a people, as your people, may we understand that more fully each day, that we are called unto liberty. And that liberty only comes from you, not from anyone else, not from any piece of paper, but only from our Creator God, the Great I Am. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we had plans to air a rerun today, and I decided last night, I got all excited. I don't know if excited is the right word. When I heard President O'Biden speak, and I thought, whew, we got through that, didn't we? We got that over with. So last night he did. O'Biden made his first real speech to the American people as the, I don't like to call him elected president, installed president. He was patting himself on the back so much that I thought maybe Obama was giving that speech. He might have had a little bit to do with it. He, and all his life, Joe Biden took credit for things in which he obviously, absolutely had no participation. And that's what he did last night. We can go back and forth if you want on how it was that President Donald Trump installed the Operation Warp Speed to get the private sector moving and vaccines ready in record time, for which the press and the media refused to give President Trump any credit. They refused to give him any credit at all. And O'Biden didn't mention China or the abominable behavior unleashing a world pandemic. Oh no, they ain't the bad guys. They be the good guys in his book, in his pocketbook. O'Biden acted as if President Donald Trump was responsible for the pandemic and responsible for the shutdowns. But the truth is, it was the Democrat governors and mayors, and still is, along with the teachers' union, who are breaking this nation and its people. He continues the false narrative of violence against our Asian Americans, claiming that President Trump has caused that by terming it the China virus, which it is, the China virus. O'Biden, is ready to inflict great restrictions and mandates, oh, for the better of the country, dictatorship-style laws against the American people while allowing illegal virus-carrying aliens into our country to take jobs, to get free education, free health insurance and care, and add to the violent crime and drug cartels inside our borders. Not to mention the human trafficking that's going on there. It's a crisis that they refuse to act on, because it's what they want. They want an invasion. It's an invasion. It's no less an invasion than those who, if they were wearing fatigues and combat boots coming across that border. Now, Beth, some of those are innocent people. Are they? Are they innocent people? Could they not find another way to enter this country other than illegally? Could a parent not find another way than to hand their babies over to strangers? Put their lives in danger to come across this border? You better wake up, America, and you better wake up quick. There are some things you need to know and understand. Repeat it to yourself. Place a note on your bathroom mirror. Rudy doesn't know this, but he and I are going to create something here in the next few days.
And yeah,
we're going to write a poem.
Oh, cool. I love that.
We're going to write some kind of a verse that we can all remember. We can all place it there. Basically, it's going to say, America is not a democracy. You need to say that over and over and over again to yourself. We are a republic. The laws for immigration are not racist. They are our nation's protections. The majority of Congress are criminals. And the Democrat Party is communist. Climate change is not an existential threat, but the believers and pushers are. Congress is not allowed to infringe on your rights. Congress can write no law which is contrary to our U.S. Constitution, and in particular, the Bill of Rights. Cancel culture is an existential threat. Celebrate the Looney Tunes, laugh at the Muppets, and cancel the progressive communists in this nation. Stop appeasing them and start pushing back. Boycott. Boycott. It is up to you, America. Keep your heads and your hearts in a solid ground. And fight like a mother hen protecting her chicks. Because that's exactly what we're going to have to do. The left, the communists, they want your children. They hate our nation. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, fake crying Schumer, and crying Chuck is what Donald Trump called him. And the Democrat Party, along with the rhino globalist Republicans, they are all, in my book, communists. And while they've made a career out of breaking this nation, they have gotten the wealthy, filthy rich, and quite arrogant, believing themselves to be elite above all the laws that they put in place for you. They hate America, they hate the Constitution, and they hate Americans. And that is the truth that you need to realize. And you need to start fighting back, because it isn't their country, it's your country. And it's the future of your children. Our founding fathers did it for their posterity. Are we no less loving of our children, grandchildren, and the future generations of this nation? I think we are. I think we love them. I think we can do this. But we got to get busy, because we're running out of time. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Biff Ann, and we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are live. We weren't supposed to be live, but we are live, and we are wealthy and healthy. We're not wealthy, but we're healthy, and we are here.
I was going to say, when did that happen?
It was those coins we picked up in a parking lot out there. We have Daniel Turner with us today. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Beth Ann. Happy Friday to you and Rudy and all your wonderful listeners.
Oh, thank you. God bless
Daniel.
Hello.
He's getting off a break, piping in like that all the time. Oh, Daniel, what's on your mind? If you're like me, you're getting pretty hot about some of this stuff.
Oh, boy, yeah. It's wonderful to see Democrats use this talking point that they have cut childhood poverty in half with one stimulus bill. Yeah, we have cut it in half. All it took was $1,400 checks. And we have cut childhood poverty in half. And I don't know if they really believe that or they think the American people are stupid enough to believe for that talking point. But look, this stimulus bill was signed into effect, and President Pudding talked about it last night in a rambling, babbling speech that made very little sense.
Difficult to listen to.
It's elder abuse at this point. But this bill was a thank you to the very many mayors and governors of blue cities and states and those labor unions which did their job all last year by punishing the economy, punishing people, punishing children, punishing business, and making America angry, depressed, impoverished, miserable to affect the 2020 election. And it worked, right? I mean, we are sending billions of dollars to New York City, additional hundreds of billions of dollars to New York State, billions of dollars to San Francisco, billions of dollars to labor unions, pension funds, and that is all a reward for doing what they did all last year. They impoverished their cities. Look, San Francisco is getting $650 million because that is their budget shortfall. And why is it their budget shortfall? Because they did everything necessary to make San Francisco miserable. That would drive up unemployment. That would drive up poverty levels. And that would hurt the overall economy. And now they get a payback. So here's your reward. And same with New York, and same with New York City. And this is now how we operate as a country. You do what is required of you in an election year, and then when your guy wins, they will make you whole in the end. Children's mental health doesn't matter. Children's education doesn't matter. Kids' suicide doesn't matter. Hundreds of thousands of small businesses where people are truly ruined for life, to the point that people are committing suicide over their debts because they invested everything into this business. None of that matters, Beth Ann. All that matters is they got their guy in office, and this is their thank you.
And I won't even call him elected. I call him installed.
Yeah, because they got him in
office. The election was a big hoax. I believe and I think this H.R. 1 is going to fix it so that they can do it over and over again legally.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that they're putting out, you know, Daniel, it goes against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely goes against states' rights. It goes against the Bill of Rights. It is all aimed, as you said, to punish the American people. And then they reward those who help them with that. Cuomo is in trouble. And so they've got all these women who have come up and accused him of sexual harassment and even abuse now. To cover up the deaths. I believe it is all to cover up the deaths. Because sex sells better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats can get away with that. So
yes.
He may end up resigning. I don't know. He won't end up punished. And they won't mention all those seniors' deaths ever again.
No, and just to show, I mean, and I think your listeners know that we are not partisans. We are ideological, without a doubt. We have our strongly committed beliefs, but this is not Republican or Democrat.
Absolutely not.
Because I look at the Republican side of the aisle, and if they cared about this country, if they cared about what some of these folks are going to do to our nation, our economy, and our rule of laws, they would stand up and fight. But they're not, right? The only person who has had to withdraw their nominee from the Biden cabinet is Neera Tanden. And why? Because she said mean things about them on Twitter. The fact that people like Deb Haaland want to destroy the Department of the Interior doesn't matter. The fact that Javier Becerra, who was a trial lawyer whose only qualification for the Biden administration is his fascination with late-term abortion, they're not stopping him from getting into HHS, right? They're not stopping this person, Merrick Garland, from getting into DOJ when he was asked, is it a crime to cross the border illegally? And he said, you know what, I really haven't thought about that. No one stopped Merrick Garland. Look at what they did to President Trump's nominees because they knew they did not want their policies enacted. And the Republicans have the chance to protect America from bad policy, and they're letting it happen, except for one case. Neera Tanden. Why? Because she said mean things about them. How petty are these Republican senators? You stopped one person because she said mean things about you on Twitter? Is this high school? Right? But someone like Deb Haaland, who said, I will not allow any development on any American land, they're totally fine with. They're totally fine with, and now the decorum of the Senate is back where we say, like Lindsey Graham, well, the president deserves his cabinet. Boy, it didn't work that way 4 years ago. So
no,
it's just very frustrating to see.
It didn't. And, you know, the Republicans, they're just as arrogant and believe themselves to be elite just as much as the Democrats do. They're all in this together. We're not all in this together. They are in this together. They're in this together to keep power, to start. They're not starting it. It's been tyranny for a long time. against our Constitution, against the Republic, every one of them, including some very, very famous so-called conservative talk show hosts that continue the lie about this being a democracy. They just keep hammering in that, and it's getting more. It's an existential threat because the American people no longer who they are. They no longer know who they are or who we are as a nation.
No.
And so we're buying into this stuff.
No. And we're always looking for solutions, and people don't know what to do and what do we do in response and how do we respond. It really always comes back down to federalism. You've got to vote in your smallest localist election. You've got to nominate the right people at the localist level. And then you have to nominate people who will fight at the local level against the tyranny of Washington, D.C. Our ancestors did it centuries ago against the tyranny that came out of Whitehall in London because it was a king. Well, the people in D.C. now think that they are kings. And the people
Absolutely.
Of Missouri for your state, the people of Virginia for my state need to have some backbone and say, we are 50 states, and my state has rights, and our rights will not be usurped by King Biden or Queen Kamala Harris. Well, can we make the king-queen distinction, Beth Ann, or is that gender identity? Is that offensive? I'm sorry if I offended you.
No, you didn't offend me a bit. But, you know, I'm not sure which one you were calling. But now they're in some of these schools, and I don't remember where I heard it, which state it was. I'm going to guess it was California, but it seemed like it was New York. Anyway, they're not going to let the children say my mother or my father or mommy or daddy.
Why would we want to use such language, right?
They'd rather teach them their four-letter words, you know.
Why would we want precision of language? Why would we want any of this? So it's just a bunch of nonsense, and it's coming down from multiple levels. And the way to fight back is to fight back at the localist level and keep local power. Right? Our founders wanted a system of government where the localist level had the most power and the most authority. And over the centuries, we've given more and more to D.C., whether it's the Department of Education, whether it's the Department of the Interior, the EPA. All of these things have to be at the localist level. So fight for local power and just tell D.C. to go fly a kite. We don't need a king, whether it's in London. We don't need a king if it's in Washington.
And I've got an article from Trevor Loudon. I don't know if you've ever read any of his stuff. And I heard him speak, and I'm going to admit, I heard him speak several years ago, and I really liked what he was saying. Then I got to thinking, oh, my gosh, this is way out there. This is just way out there. We're not that bad yet, are we? Yes, we are. And he's giving a list of things that we need to do as Americans to try and save this nation. He's coming from New Zealand. He's coming from communism, and he knows what's happening. He could see it. And the American people have got to wake up to it. And but it's not enough to wake up. We got to start putting boots on the ground, and I'm not talking about combat boots. I'm talking about get in the arena and start making your voices heard. I appreciate you so much. You cover so much more. You watch all of this stuff. You have to, because it all comes together as one thing, even with our energy. And I see where we've got some people suing over that, and I'm going to run out of time today, but we need to talk about that real soon. Because
yes,
I think that's vitally important. Thank you, Daniel. I hear the music. We're headed into another break. You have a great and fantastic weekend, and we will visit with you again really, really soon. God bless you, and stay out of the storm's way. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. That's 800-832-1804.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article here from USA Today, which is not necessarily on the conservative end of this, but it gives the takeaways from Biden's speech, the small gathering by July 4th, denouncing racist attacks and a contrast to Trump. He was speaking so much better than Trump ever spoke. You know? They feel so much better. You know, Rachel Maddow said it was moving. Yeah, I was moved. Weren't you moved?
Yeah.
Almost regurgitating.
I moved away from the TV.
We tried to listen to it when it came on live while we were traveling. We just couldn't do it. We were trapped in a tin box. We just couldn't get away. We couldn't get away. We had to turn it off. That's enough of that. I'm going back to my games. So, and he told us we should always listen to Fauci. Which day should we listen to Fauci? One day he says one thing, or at the top of the hour he might say something, and at the bottom of the hour he'll say something else. It's all propaganda, my friends. Somebody props this man up, and like Daniel said, it's elderly abuse at this point. Now, I went through that with my mother. She died of Alzheimer's. And I can see this happening. No, I'm not a doctor. No, I can't make predictions. But I can see what is happening. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? If you can't see that this president, this installed president, is struggling, then where are you? Are you so completely lost in your hate for Donald Trump and this country that you can't see that this is dangerous? And not only that, who's running the show? If you actually voted for Biden and thought that he could be president, you should be appalled at who's running this show. Unless you really are okay with tyranny. So most of what this particular article covers is what I alluded to in my monologue. Striking opposite tone on COVID from Trump, Republican leaders, you know, because we didn't take it serious enough. Although when Trump stopped travel, Biden called him a racist, a xenophobe. And now, Biden is wanting to restrict the American people. He alluded to, he didn't come right out and say it. I don't know how you become eligible for the vaccine. All adults who can be considered eligible for the vaccine, he alluded to, he didn't come right out and say it, that they're going to mandate it. That's not liberty. That's not freedom. That's not America. But he's not going to do that to all these illegals that are coming across the border and they're going to get lost in this country. They know how to do it. You and I can't get lost. We're all numbered, remember? The Washington folks, the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals to line their pockets, are all okay with more mandates. They're okay with restrictions. They're okay with new taxes. They're okay with telling you how to live. They're okay with cancel culture. There's an article here, and I guess this professor was on Newsmax TV, and it's Professor Thane Rosenbaum. She referred to the cancel culture is a soft version of the Taliban. It is an existential threat. It is also meant to intimidate and confuse the American people. She says they simply tell you what to think and what culture you can consume. The problem is, it's not just wrong thinking, and that's what just happened to my fellow guest, she said. It's not that it's wrong thinking. It's not a friendly disagreement. He's considered morally depraved. They had her on with another guest, so they were going back and forth. The raging of cancel culture is a threat to us all, she said. It's beyond the pale. That's why he has to go. This guy that they were also interviewing, which was, what was his name? I missed it here. This is like a soft version of Taliban. Because it's simply saying we're going to impose our own moral order. And this is it. This is our own moral vocabulary. And you either stay with us or you get the consequences. So, we elect officials, we have this deep state, this media that's gone mad and crazy like Mad Cow Rachel, you know, and they are, they're going to tell you what to think, what to say. You can't teach your children mommy and daddy. You want to bet I can't? Of course, my kids are grown. I still have one that calls me mama. Some say mother, some say mom. They don't call me by my first name, though. He or she. You know, it was always awkward when you're pregnant, because when I was pregnant, you didn't know whether you're having a girl or a boy, so you didn't know whether to call it. And I didn't want to call it it, so you usually termed it he, and of course that ended up correct on my end, because they were all boys anyway. He or she, male or female, Rudy gets really upset about calling him biological male. He says there's not any other, there's no other term. Where's the science, my friends, that they keep throwing at us? Science isn't in Looney Tunes. Science isn't the Muppets, canceling the Muppets. Science isn't in canceling Dumbo or the Berenstain Bear books or Dr. Seuss. That's just stupidity. Science is studying things to see what makes it work. It's never settled. It's always a question. Because there's always more to learn. Climate change is a hoax. This gender stuff is stupid, and it's a hoax. I'm sorry, but it's a hoax. We are male and female. And that's how all animals are made. And fowl. And the fish. They all have male and female. There may be some that are a little bit different, but they're all male and female. And there's a reason for that. To reproduce. If you put it together any other way, it doesn't reproduce. And that's the truth of it. That is the science of it, the biology of it. That part they have learned. They are after your children. They are after your rights. They are after your freedom, your liberty. They are tyrants in D.C. And that's why we have this crowd of military, these troops around the house, to keep you out. Because you are no longer we the people to these elites in D.C. You are the peasants. And you deserve nothing. What are you talking about, property rights? You have no right to own property. Your neighbor doesn't own property. Why should you own property? You need to wake up, America, because this is getting serious. I have in front of me now some gun bills that they're putting fast and forward. Furious. Fast and furious forward. That's another story. They're after you. They're after your rights, they're after your guns, they're after your freedom of religion and your freedom of speech. They want you to be absolutely enslaved to them and dependent on them, just like the king wanted. And it didn't work once. I don't think it'll work this time. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to tell you that next week on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to concentrate on some specific things, particularly on Monday. I'm not 100% on Tuesday, but we're going to concentrate on that article from Trevor Loudon and a few other things that I think are going to be extremely important, and I want you to listen. Not because I'm something special. I want you to listen because I think there's a good message to all of us in what he has done and what he has said in his article. He gives 9 ways for us to take this country back, and I think it speaks well to every one of us. Well, this came across yesterday. By the way, today is March 12th, and it would be my mother's birthday if she was still with me. And it's also the day I lost my boss of Derry Brownfield. He passed away this day several years ago, and it's kind of a happy, sad day, as Rudy likes to put things sometimes. Mom was born on this day and of March 12th. This is about the House Democrats pass 2 gun control bills, and here's the Republicans who listed and voted with the Democrats. Now, I don't know what you think about gun control, but we don't need gun control. Oh, Beth, nothing? No, I don't think we do. Shall not be infringed means you can't touch this. Oh, but Congress for many, 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 many decades have wanted to touch it and take it. Now, you remember Beto O'Rourke standing on the table and pounding his fist. Well, I guess he wouldn't pound his fist fast in the air pounding the fist. We're going to take your guns. And old Swalwell says, you're not going to fight back. We got nukes, so he's going to nuke his own people. These people are absolute nuts, and they're communists, and you need to understand that. They hate America. They hate you. They hate your Bill of Rights. They hate any of your rights and your liberties and your freedoms, because they want you to be completely dependent. All right. The first one passed is passed at 227 to 203 votes, and it permits private transfers without background checks. Now, that sounds pretty pretty open, doesn't it? It says the first bill is H.R. 8, and it became the first gun control legislation considered by Congress in nearly 25 years after it was first passed by the House in 2019, following a wave of youth-led activism in the wake of the Parkland shooting. It was never taken up by the GOP-controlled Senate. The bill would prohibit anyone who is not a licensed firearms importer, manufacturer, or dealer from transferring a firearm to an unlicensed person without a background check. That means Rudy can't give me his gun. Don't listen to him, Rudy. It exempts gifts from relatives and transfers for hunting, target shooting, and self-defense. Now, you got to know why they're saying that. In other words, you can't sell someone who isn't in your extended family a gun without a background check. And the gift exemption it mentioned above reads like this, and they give the actual bill. I'm not going to have time to read that, so we're going to scoot there. It says the other exemptions with regard to hunting, target shooting, and self-defense are temporary transfers. I guess you can only borrow it to go hunting that day. Not permanent ones. There were 8 Republicans who voted with the Democrats against the American people's Second Amendment. That's my words. Vern Buchanan from Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Andrew Garbarino from New York, Carlos Jimenez, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, from Florida, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Maria Salazar from Florida, Chris Smith from New Jersey, and Fred Upton from Michigan. Conversely, there was one Democrat who voted against the bill with the rest of the Republicans, and that is Jared Golden of Maine. Now, the second bill passed by 219 to 210 votes, and lengthens the initial background check for a gun purchased to 10 days. The second bill is H.R. 1446, introduced by House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn. Yeah, we know all about Jim. The highest-ranking black member of Congress. Got to throw that in, because you got to know what color he is. You know, color matters with the Democrats. Increases the review period of the initial background check from 3 days to 10 days. And the Republicans that voted with them were down to 2 now. Again, it was Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania and Chris Smith from New Jersey. Conversely, there were 2 Democrats who voted against the bill, and that was Ron Kind, or Kind, from Wisconsin, and Jared Golden, again, of Maine. Thankfully, even the rhinos in the Senate vote the Democrats. The filibuster still stands in their way of passing this so far. Now you know why they want to eliminate the filibuster, right? Oh, and this is just so important. I mean, we have so many crises going on. I really got excited about this, but I don't. I think it's a waste of time. We are broke in this nation. We're broken in this nation, and we have an invasion on the border in this nation. We have a pandemic of tyranny in this nation. Oh, but we've got the Democrats and the Republicans coming together to make sure that we have daylight savings time all year long. Let's pop the popcorn and get out the ice cream and have a pizza party.
Yes. All those things.
Roy Blunt was on that one, by the way.
Okay.
Well. It can't be good if Roy Blunt was doing it. Marco Rubio and Jam Lankford, Roy Blunt, Sheldon Whithouse of a Democrat, and Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, and Cindy Hyde-Smith, a Republican of Mississippi, Rick Scott, a Florida Republican, and Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts. They have introduced a bill. They've all come together, hand in hand, in harmony, to make sure that the light will shine in America all year long. I know. Beth, you're getting over. You know, it's just that they do so many stupid things. We have crises all over the place, but we're going to worry about daylight savings time.
I sent my money to a lobbying group to make sure that happened. I really like daylight savings.
Why don't we just change the time everybody goes to work? Wouldn't that make it better? It doesn't matter to the farmers. It's still when the sun goes up and the sun goes down. It's crazy.
We talked about that, but then you wanted me to be here at like 6 a.m.
Rudy was objecting to that.
Forget that.
He's messing with you. I never told him that. I wouldn't get up at 6 a.m. That's why I do late morning, not early morning radio. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of these Republicans. I'm tired of the Democrats. I'm tired of the Libertarians. I'm tired of Congress. They're criminals. And they keep voting against you. We're in a mess. We have an installed president, not an elected president, and he's not the one running it. So who is running it? I believe Obama and some others are behind it. Do I have proof? No, I don't have investigators. I don't have anything. Just a little gut feeling. And we're in trouble, America. But there is hope, and the hope is in you and in God. And together, we can bring America home. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.